Welcome back, and in this lesson we're getting straight into one of the most satisfying old-school DnB moves you can make, warping a break so it swings with that proper jungle feel, while keeping CPU usage nice and low in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not about making the break sound super polished or over-edited, quite the opposite. We want that human, off-grid, chopped-up energy. The kind of groove that feels alive the second it loops. That's what gives jungle and old-school drum and bass its personality. So the goal here is simple. Take one good break, warp it smartly, add a bit of swing, clean up the low end, and turn it into a loop that can sit in a DJ intro, a roller, or a darker old-school drop. First thing, choose your break carefully. This really matters. You want a loop that already has bounce. Look for a break with a strong snare, some ghost notes, and not too much cymbal wash. If the break already has character, you will not need to force the groove later. That saves time, and it saves CPU too. A good beginner tempo for this kind of thing is around 170 BPM. So set your Ableton project tempo first, then drag your break into an audio track. If the break is a little off from the project tempo, that is totally fine. We're going to warp it. Now open the clip view and turn warp on if it is not already on. For old school drum breaks, your first choice should usually be beats mode. That is the safest starting point because it keeps the drum transients more intact. In other words, your snare still hits like a snare, your kick still has punch, and the break does not get too smoothed out. Inside beats mode, try a preserve setting of 1/16 for a tighter chopped feel, or 1/8 if the break starts sounding too thin. And here is an important teacher tip. Don't place warp markers on every single hit. That is one of the fastest ways to kill the vibe. You want the break to breathe. Let some of those tiny imperfections stay in there. That's where the jungle energy lives. If the clip is a little hot, pull the clip gain down by about 3 to 6 dB before you start adding devices. This is a really underrated move. Balance the sample first, then process it. That keeps your workflow clean and predictable. Next, we shape the feel. This is where the groove starts to come alive. Zoom in on the snare and make sure it lands close to the grid, but not in a painfully perfect way. Then look at the ghost notes and smaller hits. Those can sit a little behind the grid for bounce. That slight push and pull is a big part of old school DnB. Think in weight points, not just timing. The main snare, a key kick, and certain ghost notes should feel intentional. If every little hit gets treated the same, the groove can start to feel flat. So instead of editing everything, focus on the moments that really carry the phrase. If the loop feels too stiff, there's a very simple trick. Duplicate it and make a second version that is slightly looser. Then alternate between the tighter version and the looser version every 4 or 8 bars. That gives you variation without adding more samples, and it barely touches the CPU. Now let's add some classic shuffle using the Groove Pool. This is one of the best low CPU tools in Ableton for this kind of work. Open the Groove Pool and try something like MPC 16 Swing at 56%. If you want only a subtle shuffle, that's a great starting point. If the break needs more movement, go up a little, maybe 58%. But be careful not to overdo it. Too much swing can make the loop feel wobbly instead of powerful. After applying the groove, adjust timing to around 20 to 40%. Keep random very low, around 0 to 10%, and use a little velocity adjustment if needed. The key here is controlled looseness. We want the loop to breathe, not wobble around unpredictably. Now the big cleanup step. Remove the low end from the break so the sub can do its job. This is crucial in DnB. Old breaks often have extra mud down low, and if you leave that in, your sub and bassline will fight the drums. So add EQA to the break track and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. A really practical starting point is around 140 Hz. If the break is thin, lower it a bit. If it's busy and muddy, raise it a bit. You can also cut a little boxiness around 250 to 500 Hz if the loop sounds cloudy. If you want a little extra bite, put saturator after the EQ. Keep it subtle. Drive around 1 to 3 dB is often enough, and turn soft clip on. That gives you a touch of grit and helps the break cut through on smaller speakers without stealing space from the sub. At this point, your break should already feel more useful, but now we need to make it work with the bass. In jungle and old school DnB, the bass and drums have to dance together, not fight for space. For a beginner-friendly bass approach, keep it simple. You can use operator for a clean sine sub, or wave-eatable if you want something a bit rougher, like a basic re-style tone. Keep the sub mono. That is non-negotiable for this style. The break can move around more, but the low end should feel solid and centered. A good method is to place bass notes around the snare gaps. Use short or medium length notes and leave space where the snare needs room to hit. If you put long bass notes directly under the snare all the time, the groove can get muddy unless that clash is a deliberate choice. For darker rollers, a nice trick is call and response. Let the bass answer the break every two bars, or answer after a snare hit. That keeps the arrangement interesting without overcrowding it. And again, you do not need a huge chain of plugins for this. A simple operator sub, maybe some light saturator and a bit of auto filter movement can go a long way. Now let's turn the loop into a proper DJ-friendly section. Since this is in the DJ tools area, we want something that works in a mix, not just in a solo jam. A really solid structure is this. The first four bars can be filtered break only, then bars 5 to 8 bring in the sub. Bars 9 to 12 give you the full groove with maybe a light FX layer. Then bars 13 to 16 pull something back again, or filter down for a smooth transition. That phrasing is important. DNB DJs need clear sections they can mix with. If your loop has obvious 4 bar and 8 bar movement, it becomes much easier to drop into a set, blend with another tune, or use as a build into a drop. Instead of loading lots of extra processing, keep movement simple and lightweight. Automate an auto filter cutoff on the break track. Maybe start more closed, then open it up as the section grows. You can also automate utility gain for little lifts or dropouts, and use a tiny bit of reverb on a send if you want atmosphere. Keep it subtle. In this style, a little movement is often stronger than a huge cinematic effect. A classic old-school move is to filter the break down over 4 bars, then open it right before the drop. That creates tension, without needing extra samples or CPU-heavy risers. If you want even more control, resample the break once it feels right. Printing it to audio can actually make the groove feel more committed, and it helps keep the session light. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't warp every transient by hand. Second, don't use the wrong warp mode. Beats is usually the best starting point for drums. Third, don't leave too much low end in the break. That space belongs to the sub. Fourth, don't overdo swing or randomness. A little goes a long way. And finally, don't ignore arrangement. A loop that feels good in isolation still needs 4 bar, 8 bar, and 16 bar structure to work in a real track. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, keep the break a touch gritty, keep the sub mono and simple, and use the snare as your anchor. You can also use tiny dropouts before a new phrase to make the next hit feel much bigger. Sometimes the most effective move is just removing sound for half a bar. Here's a quick practice path you can use right now. Set the project to 170 BPM. Pick one old school break. Warp it in beats mode with as few markers as possible. Add groove pull swing around 56%. High pass it around 140 HC. Add saturator with a little dried and soft clip. Duplicate the loop into 8 bars. Automate a filter so the first half is more closed and the second half opens up. Then add a simple sub pattern with operator, leaving space for the snare. Listen in mono. If it still feels solid, bounce it to audio. If you do that well, you'll end up with a swinging old-school DNB loop that feels ready for a jungle intro, a roller, or a dark old-school drop, and you'll have done it with minimal CPU load. So the big takeaway is this. One good break, warped carefully, swung tastefully, and cleaned up properly can carry a whole tune. Keep the groove human, keep the low end clean, and let the arrangement do some of the heavy lifting. Now go make it bounce.